I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on. Let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
We're Neighbors in Need, and this is Scott Spisano, and I hope you're having a great weekend. I have to admit, I'm going to learn as much as you today, because I think it's been 20 years since I've had some friends whose daughter was afflicted by juvenile diabetes, and this is where I get yelled at. First of all, we want to bring in Sarah Goldstein Post from JDRF. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And what about our friends at Summit Federal Credit Union is all involved with, too.
Hi.
Plus, we got Luke. He's a superstar. After this 15 minutes, he's going to be famous. How's that sound? First of all, Sarah Goldstein Post, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having
me. And today, JDRF.
Yeah, JDRF was formerly called the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Mm-hmm. And actually, before that, was just the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation.
Right. Why don't I call this that anymore? Why can't I call that
so,
anymore?
Well, at some point, we added the research into the name because that is our primary focus, is mm-hmm. on funding research around type 1 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, we dropped the saying it all out, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, because that was causing a lot of misperceptions in the community.
Yeah.
Type 1 diabetes does not just affect kids. So about 84% of people with type 1 are actually adults.
I see.
That is because kids grow up, which is great. The technology has made it so that it's no longer the death sentence it was way back when. But also, actually, there's been an increased occurrence of adult diagnosis. So we know people diagnosed as young as 9 months and as old as into their 50s and 60s with type 1.
And my neighbor, this has been 20 years, so their daughter's all grown up and happy now. But how is the diabetes for 20 years ago and treating it and how much we know about it? How much has that changed in the last 20 years?
So we still don't know what causes type 1 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of the research is around, is what causes it. We know it's an autoimmune disorder. So that's the biggest difference between type 1 and type 2, is that it's autoimmune. There are different things that we think trigger it, environmental causes. There is a genetic link, which I'm sure Luke can tell you a little bit about.
Mm-hmm.
But we really don't know what causes it. But where there's been a lot of improvements over the last 20 years is in the technology. So there's things like insulin pumps and continuous glucose monitors that 20 years ago didn't really exist.
Right. And I remember when Eva got her insulin pump, where that was like the biggest breakthrough thing, was just so... And she hated, you know, getting the injections and all that stuff like that, and finally had it hardwired in.
Yeah, it makes an amazing, tremendous difference in the treatment.
Luke, what's your story?
I got it. I got diabetes at 14 months old.
Uh-huh.
A lot of my family has it, like 6 people.
Mm-hmm. Now, how old are you now?
12 years old.
Yep. Very handsome, well-spoken young man. You brought your mom, Jen, in with you too. And obviously, you know, going through this whole thing with him for such a long time, I'm sure it took a toll on the family a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely, mm-hmm. it definitely is a family disease. We always say it doesn't just impact the person that has the diagnosis, it's the entire family. And, you know, Luke's dad also has type 1 diabetes, as mm-hmm. well as his grandfather.
Oh, I see.
And so we already had a familiarity with the disease itself and the treatment and management of type 1 diabetes. But managing that in an infant at 14 months old looks very different than managing that as an adult for yourself.
Really? I understand. Yeah.
And every stage is a completely different hurdle in terms of management.
Adventure.
How's that? That's a good one.
You know, our friends at Summit, you're really devoted to the community, and you do a lot with this organization, too,
right?
Oh,
we do. We
right?
do.
And this is Cynthia.
Hi there.
Hey.
Really the focus of the Summit is to support our members. And part of serving our members is to serve our members' community. So strengthening our community is strengthening everybody. It's kind of like the rising tide with the boats.
Sure.
So we like to support those organizations that strengthen the community, and JDRF is certainly one of those.
That's great. Now, you guys have been around for a while, right?
Oh, yeah. Over 75 years. We actually started in 1941 as the Credit Union for Rochester Telephone.
Oh, really?
And the Summit changed its name in 1983 because we had more people coming in from different businesses, different parts of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been the Summit ever since.
You guys,
we serve Rochester, Syracuse, and Buffalo now.
You guys, you do a lot of work with, I understand, like over 200 different organizations throughout the year.
We really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get very involved in the various communities where our members live. It's really just ingrained in our culture.
I think that says a lot in this day and age for when an organization gives back. I mean, everything's, you know, we all have jobs. There's all businesses here and there. But when you start to give back, it becomes personal. And it becomes very fulfilling when, especially when you're an employee of a place that really supports the community. I mean, in the radio business where we are, it's such a great thing to be able to do events with, like, you know, any of the charities in Rochester, because you get a chance to give back and it comes back to you 10 times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And we, yeah. I mean, we have so many great corporate partners in the community, and Summit's been one of them, really heavily involved with our walk. Over the last couple of years, they've sold sneakers in the branches to help raise awareness.
Yeah, we do.
If you ever seen the little paper sneakers, it's a great way to help raise awareness. That's really one of our biggest challenges in Rochester, is just raising awareness for what type 1 diabetes is and what JDRF is. Honestly, I mean, I was in the dermatologist's office last week. It's a crazy story, but saw this little girl who was wearing a Dexcom, which is a continuous glucose monitor, on her arm. I said, you know, mentioned something to her mom, and she said, "Oh, how do you know what that is?" And I said, "I work for JDRF."
Yeah.
She actually had no idea what JDRF was, and her daughter had type 1 diabetes. So that's really one of our biggest challenges, but that's one of the great things about working with someone.
Where comes the disconnect, though? I mean, you've got, doctors diagnosed type 1 diabetes.
Yep.
You are a giant organization that is out for the research of that. Where is the disconnect?
We're not that giant of an organization.
Well,
I think that's what it is. You know, I mean, I think in Rochester, we're pretty small. We only have 3 staff members.
Uh-huh.
And so we are a pretty small organization, although we are part of a bigger nonprofit.
Right.
So that can be, and there's so many amazing nonprofits in Rochester that
it's hard to
compete sometimes, but that's why it's great to have partners like the Summit who help us to get out in the community.
See, it's all your fault.
Well, you know, credit unions are nonprofits too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like a community of people who support the community.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. It kind of goes hand in glove with you know, you guys have that same kind of angle of looking at things.
We do.
Yeah. That's fantastic. For those who don't know the difference between type 1 and type 2, can you really explain and define
those
two things?
Yeah. I mean, really, like I said earlier, the biggest difference is that type 1 is autoimmune. It's not something you're born with. I know that's another misconception. Something triggers a response in your body where your pancreas completely stops producing insulin. So that's the other difference. In type 2, your body still produces some insulin, or your pancreas does, but not to the level that you'd need it. But with type 2, you can manage it through diet and exercise.
Right.
Type 1, you literally will not survive unless you're getting yourself insulin through either a pump or injections.
So I see.
That's another big difference. And type 2, you can, you know, you can manage it. It's just, I mean, one isn't necessarily easier than the other. They're just different.
Right.
But people like Luke are kind of doing, still living full lives. I mean, we're really excited. Luke was actually selected to represent the Rochester chapter at our Children's Congress. Mm-hmm.
See, I told you you're a rock star.
He is definitely a rock star. In addition to playing 3 sports over here, this kid.
Really? What do you play, Luke? What do you play?
I play football, lacrosse, and wrestling.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Wow. Yeah. Those are 3 different, totally different sports. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, my boys are wrestlers, too. You know what, Mom? That is a stressful sport to watch.
That is the most stressful. I'd rather watch them hit on the football field all day long than the rest. I don't breathe for the entire match ever.
I love it.
This is his 6th year, so I've had 6 years of
really
lack of oxygen.
Oh, okay. I think you have a bunch more yet to go on that, yeah. Definitely.
But Luke's able to do all that, you know, even though he has type 1 diabetes, because he's got these great tools that help him to manage it through the pump and the monitor.
Well, it brings to mind what schools have to know about type 1 diabetes. Is there any difference? I mean, and like when you've got athletes playing sports that have a condition like that, is there,
absolutely.
I mean, is there awareness that needs to go in the educational system
too?
Yeah,
for sure. And we do in partnership with the diabetes educators at Strong, we do a school nurse training every fall. We get you know, a fair amount of nurses that come to that, and certainly is open to anyone who is interested. We are opening that up also to coaches, because with the evidence by Luke, you know, the coaches are spending even way more time than the nurses are with the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important to know, to recognize the signs of the highs and the lows, because, you know, Luke most of the time recognizes those probably, but not all the time.
Yeah.
And it can be really dangerous if you don't.
What is going on in the latest amount of research that's going on nationally? And is there any going on locally, too?
There is not currently any locally in Rochester. Mm-hmm. There was we were funding a study at the U of R a couple of years ago, actually around developing a vaccine, which was super fascinating.
Oh.
But really the biggest, there are 6 areas that JDR focuses on as far as research goes. One of our biggest projects over the last 15 years has been what we call the artificial pancreas, which essentially takes an insulin pump and a continuous glucose monitor and links them together as one through an algorithm. So it basically tests your blood glucose and tells the pump how much insulin to give you.
Oh, it does.
It all. And so there was one that came to market about 2.5 years ago that was FDA approved. It's, from what I've heard, has been amazing for people, especially overnight, in keeping levels steady.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because right now, if you don't have a monitor, you're having to get up and check your kid's blood sugar like in the middle of the night 3 or 4 times, setting your alarm to do that. And I mean, we've heard parents all the time that, like, you know, they don't sleep for the first 10 years of their kid after their kid's diagnosis.
I see. You all set? You got monitors and stuff?
Yeah, Luke wears an insulin pump that is connected to a continuous glucose monitor.
I see.
It has top of the line technology, and it is a game changer in terms of daily management. And especially with him being so active, it's really important for us to have a live reading of what his numbers are, because when he is active, his numbers can drop very, very quickly.
Sure, yeah.
And not knowing exactly where he stands at any given moment can be very dangerous if he's out on the field or involved in something. We have to be able to respond to that quickly.
How long have you had this?
Since I was... My pump?
Mm-hmm.
Since I was 4 years old.
Since you were 4 years old.
Yeah,
cool.
He's had this particular technology he got about a year ago.
Okay.
But he's had different versions of...
Can you play Fortnite on it? Is it Bluetooth enabled?
No.
Huh?
It doesn't come with any fun games.
No?
No games.
You can't pick up Netflix for free or anything?
No.
Okay, well, maybe that's the next thing, you know?
Yeah, marketing towards kids. Exactly. Add on a Fortnite and Minecraft.
I know,
there.
Exactly. We are here with Sarah, Cynthia, Luke, and Mom Jen, and we're all talking about JDRF, formerly the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And I know why you shortened the name, because it's quicker. You can say it a lot quicker. And our friends from Summit Federal Credit Union. You know, it's cool that your employees volunteer a lot.
Oh, they sure do. It's really amazing. I mean, there's something about either the way the summit is or just the people we attract.
Mm-hmm.
Our employees volunteered an average, let's see, it was a total of about 6,500 volunteer hours last year. And that's on their own time. That's not for the summit.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it?
That's a lot. How many employees do you have?
We have around 230 employees, so that's about...
That's like about 30-some hours per employee just on their own time, not vacation?
Oh, no.
Just on their own, on the side?
This is on the side.
Wow, that's cool. That's a whole lot of community service coming out of one place.
It really is.
That's really fantastic. That makes you wonder, does the summit hire people who tend to be giving like this, or does it just... working there kind of become that part of the culture?
Yeah, it's probably a little of both.
Yeah,
but we're really proud of our employees.
Yeah, that's awesome. Sounds like a great place to work and do business with.
Really is.
What's the next fundraiser for JDRF? You said there's a walk usually?
We do. We have our walk on June 15th at RIT. Luke's got his team, Fingertips of Steel, is his team name.
That's the new movie after Avengers Endgame.
You heard it here first.
Right? And you're the star of it. Okay, so you got how many people you got on your team walking?
I think we just opened up the team for people to enroll. So I think we have about 20 people that are committed to doing it. Whether they've actually registered or not, I don't know. But about 20 now that may grow before the walk.
Yeah. Anybody who wants to participate in the walk, I'm sure there's a website to hit.
Yeah, you can go to walk.jdrf.org.
That's easy. And then you can sign up.
About 2,000 to 2,500 people there.
That's awesome. Yeah. And for people who just want to donate and say they can't walk that weekend, they can throw money at you guys?
Absolutely. Okay. We never say no. Okay. Never say no to donations. You can also go to that same website, walk.jdrf.org. You can pick a team to donate to.
You know, if your family's ever been involved or have been affected by JD, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Type 1.
And like my mom had pancreatic cancer, so I lost her to that. So this is kind of like in my circle of... interest, you know what I'm saying? I you know, if you've ever been involved in this or you have someone who's been affected by it, you know how important it is to get the community together. We're raising awareness. I think we're doing this today to try to make some noise for you. Sure. And whatever you can do that. So jdrf.org. Very easy to do.
And even if you don't have any connection to type 1, the complications of type 1 and type 2 diabetes are the same. And we're doing a lot of research around treating the complications as well. And also, it's an autoimmune disease. There's so many other autoimmune diseases that I think as we continue to discover why autoimmune diseases develop, it's going to eventually benefit all of those.
Yeah, and it's all connected, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. We're out of time, but I really appreciate you coming in and giving us a little bit more awareness. Luke, you are continued to be a superstar.
Thank you.
Good luck, man. Good luck in wrestling, lacrosse, and football, and your fight. So thank you for being in the front lines for us on this.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thanks for being on Neighbors in Need.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.